Good morning, everybody. And thank you for being here today to share the Dharma together. As has been said before, Taisho is not a talk in the usual sense. It's an attempt by a teacher to present the Dharma as near as possible that it can be done in words. So don't try to analyze or think about or understand the words from an intellectual standpoint. Just let them flow through you like a river and let it be part of your practice. If you need to shift your position, your posture during the Taisho, please feel free to do so. But however you sit, keep the back straight and the head up and move quietly and unobtrusively. At seminars and beginners' nights, everyone is admonished, try not to move during the round. It's one reason our rounds are only 25 minutes long. Most people can handle that amount of time without extreme discomfort. Why do we say no moving? We do zazen to allow the mind to become quiet. But body and mind are one. If the body becomes restless, the mind becomes restless. Also, when we sit together, we are sitting to help each other. If folks are shifting around, making little noises, it becomes a distraction to others. So, no moving. At many sesshin in our tradition, it is customary to recite Sung San's verse on the faith mind. In it is the line, stop movement and there's no movement. Now that might sound like a simplistic, trivial tautology. We're getting a little feedback. Stop movement and there's no movement. Sounds like a tautology, trivial. In fact, it reaches to the very heart of our zazen. Stop movement and there's no movement. What is the movement that must be stopped? What is the no movement that is then revealed? Be careful here. When we say stop movement, this is not about sitting dead still in zazen or quieting the mind to the point of blankness. If that were the case, rocks and trees could be said to be doing zazen. We speak of absolute samadhi, that realm before the mind has moved. No eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, or mind. I wonder, has the mind ever not moved? Has mind ever not moved? If this no moving is only that absolute samadhi where nothing stirs, not even the awareness that nothing stirs, where is compassionate action? Where is marvelous functioning? Today we'll take up case number 75 in the Shoyoruku, the book of equanimity, Ruyan's everlasting reality. The Shoyoruku is one of the four collections of koans or public cases that make up our formal koan curriculum. The case reads, Ruyan asked Yanto, what is the everlasting reality? Yanto said, moving. Ruyan said, when moving, what then? Yantō said, then you can't see the everlasting reality. Ruiyan considered this a moment. Yantō said, if you affirm this, you are not yet rid of the root of defilement. If you do not affirm it, you are immersed in endless birth and death. What is the everlasting reality? Another translation has it, what is the fundamental constant principle? Ruiyan is asking the impossible question. Even to speak of such things as a fundamental constant principle or an everlasting reality is to be caught in abstractions. He is asking Yantō to describe the indescribable, to speak that which cannot be spoken. Well, whole books have been written attempting to do exactly that. And where have they gotten us? So Yantō, a true teacher, does not answer the question. He answers the questioner. This is what Zen teachers do. They don't say yes, they don't say no. They don't talk about the truth. They present the truth. They are the truth, even as you and I. Yantō says, moving. A one-word answer that encapsulates the matter completely. To sit in Zazen is to become still inside and outside. But yet, we breathe in and out. We better. The heart continues to beat. It better. The eyes occasionally blink. Is all this not moving? The ancients say that Zazen has no fixed form. How is it then there is no movement? How do we know anything moves? The layman farmer, Futaishi, said, as I pass over the bridge flows, the water is motionless. What did Futaishi realize that allowed him to say that? The bridge is, in the common way of thinking, still, but only because the water moves. And the water moves only because the bridge is still. Movement and stillness create each other. Is there really any such thing as literal stillness? We sit still on our mats, and yet the earth is spinning on its axis, traveling its orbit around the sun. The sun itself moves in its own orbit. So is the galaxy. Atoms, electrons, quarks vibrate and pop in and out of existence according to their own inscrutable logic. All things, all beings, are in motion. They move relative to each other, different directions, different velocities. In this universe of time, space, and karma, there is no such thing as no moving. And yet one of the most beautiful verses I know of is Keizan's verse to Transmission 37 in the Denko Roku, the transmission of the lamp. A solitary boat is making its way without oars in the dim moonlight. Turning the head, one can see the reeds on the ancient bank have never moved. The reeds on the ancient bank have never moved. How so? They have never moved because they are always in complete accord. Their stillness is the stillness of the boat, making its way along with the current, with no opposition whatsoever. In the physical world, movement of one thing or one being, always against another, always creates friction, waste heat. That's why there is no such thing as perpetual motion. The only perpetual motion is no motion, no moving of one being relative to another. Movement comes from separation. Something moves only in relation to something else, to the other. Only in the one is there no movement. If one thought moves against another, if one thought moves against perception, or if will and desire move against all of reality, do you see where the friction comes in? The common word for that friction is suffering. The first noble truth is the truth of suffering. Suffering is everywhere. There is no living being that does not suffer. That is the way of our world and of our discursive mind. The conscious, thinking, ego-driven mind lives for conflict, for friction between self and other, good and evil, up and down, great and small, and on, and ad infinitum. The moment the mind moves against the great reality, there is separation. Where there is separation, there is form and emptiness. Bodhidharma saw this in an encounter with his teacher, Prajnatara. Transmission 28 in the Denko Roku reads in part, "The 27th ancestor, Prajnatara, asked Bodhidharma, 'Among all things, what is non-form?' The master said, 'No moving is non-form.' There can only be no moving if there is no form as distinct from another. Know this compared to that." As Lan Song reiterates in his verse to the present case, "There is no distinction or location, neither boundary nor surface. The no-moving mind has no location." Bodhidharma did not come from the West. Ruyan asks, "When moving, then what? What happens when the mind creates this friction of stone against stone, desire against fact, doctrine against practice?" Yan To replies, "When moving, you can't see the everlasting reality. Caught up in desire, dislike, speculation, opinion, you cannot see the unity. As Sung San says elsewhere in the verse on the faith mind, even when you consciously assert that things are real, you miss their true reality. No moving is accord, but it is not saying yes or I agree." Thus Yanto says, if you affirm, you are not yet rid of the root of defilement. If you do not affirm, you are immersed in endless birth and death. Yes and no will never reach it. That mind which moves with respect to reality is born and will die. That mind which does not move with respect to reality is timeless, unborn, undying. Stop movement. Stop the movement of your mind that is creating friction with reality. The whole process of our practice is to bring the conscious, concept-forming mind into accord. When the conscious mind does not move against circumstances, This is called being in accord, otherwise known as enlightenment. Kazan writes, prior to the separation of heaven and earth, how can you distinguish holy and ordinary? Right now, it is empty and intelligent, alert and undazzled. Nothing can be compared to this realm. Prior to the separation of heaven and earth, before any separation whatever, heaven and earth, holy or ordinary, self and other, real and unreal, moving or still, that is the place where there is no moving. And it is this very moment. How can there be any comparison in the undivided one? How do we deal with all this in the practice of our lives? The late Pat Hawk defined enlightenment as the total acceptance of everything. That is to be in accord. But we have to be careful here. Acceptance does not mean approval. That's just another judgment. Acceptance is without approval, disapproval, or any judgment or opinion whatsoever. Does that mean that you become some sort of nebbish, unable to take meaningful action? No. It is about total, complete acceptance of the truth of this moment. Only when you come forth from that truth can the most vigorous action be no action, no movement. When movement is in accord, it becomes no movement. Lin Ji's no moving was vigorous action. Shouting, shoving, whapping the student upside the head. Zhao Zhou's no moving was quiet words. A smoke jumper's no moving is parachuting into a forest fire. A mother's no moving is taking care of her child. There is no moving on your mat, no moving in Kinhin. There is no mind apart from action, no action apart from mind. There is a famous story of Angulimala, the murderer who had collected 999 fingers from 999 victims and wanted only one more to complete his collection of 1,000 to satisfy the evil teacher who had convinced him that this was the path to enlightenment. He hid in ambush and waited for an innocent victim to pass by. As it turns out, the Buddha, having heard of Angulimala, purposely walked through the forest where Angulimala was hiding. As the Buddha passed by, Angulimala sprang forth and gave chase. But no matter how fast he ran, he could not overtake the Buddha, who appeared to be just walking. Exhausted, Angulimala cried out to the Buddha to stop. The Buddha replied, I have stopped, Angulimala. I have stopped forever. I abide steadfast evermore, for I am merciful to all living beings, as I abstain from causing harm to them. But you, on the other hand, are merciless to living beings. You have no restraint toward things that live. That is why I have stopped, and you have not. And the Buddha had truly stopped. He was in complete accord with the great reality. This accord can also be called enlightenment. It can be called love. But it is not the romantic love that is a desire to possess. It is not the love that aggrandizes the ego self. It is the utterly selfless love of all being for all being. Case number 80 in the Blue Cliff Record. A monk asked Xiao Zhou, "Does a newborn baby possess the sixth sense or not?" Xiao Zhou said, "It's like a ball bouncing on swift flowing water." The monk later asked Totsu, "What is the meaning of a ball bouncing on swift flowing water?" Totsu said, "Moment by moment, it flows on without stopping. It flows on without stopping. No stopping anywhere in our lives. Nowhere to abide. Rouse the mind without it abiding anywhere," says the Diamond Sutra. "This also is no moving." In Song of Enlightenment, Yongja says, "Many births, many deaths, I am serene in this cycle. To move in complete accord through birth and death is no movement. This is the point, to accord with a great reality, to accord with this moment, the spaceless here, the timeless now, and nothing else. Thoughts arise and pass away. How can we be in accord, not moving, with all these unwanted, uncalled for notions, visions, ideas? Awareness of thoughts as thoughts and nothing else. Only in this recognition can we allow them to just arise and pass away, to accord with their reality, which, like all phenomena, are empty of any self-nature. All things arise and pass away, including the illusion of self. How do we deal with that? How do we accord? Do not cling to anything. Where is this no-moving mind? For a ping-pong ball in a mountain stream, bouncing along with every current and eddy, there is no movement. When you depart from this moment with judgments, opinions, thoughts, and scenarios, there is movement. There is life, there is death. There is self and other. When you remain in this moment, there is no movement, no life, no death, no self or other. It's very simple. Not easy, but simple. Here's a capping verse. When mind rises with the sun as the sun, when the mind sets with the moon, as the moon. When the mind moves with the wind, as the wind. This is called the way. And together with all beings, we realize the way of no moving.